This is an open letter to Minister Roderick O'Gorman for the Irish Women's Lobby.
If you hold the thing in front of it.
Okay, this is going to be a juggling act. Minister O'Gorman, it was with great dismay that we watched your response to Senator Sharon Cowan in the Shannon last week when she raised the issue of violent and sex-offending adult males in Irish women's jails. You flatly ignored the concerns she raised, which centred around the rights of incarcerated women. There was no surprise, Minister O'Gorman, you served as a loud, strong echo of the past. Irish women are very used to the experience of not being valued enough to be listened to. It's been an intergenerational experience. The rights of women have fallen on deaf ears for many centuries on this island, but we're here to tell you women's rights have been ignored long enough in this country. From the cruelty and brutality of the Magdalene laundries and the mother and baby homes, Irish women treated like battery hens by the combined power of a church and state that conspired to withhold contraception from our mothers and grandmothers when it was available for decades elsewhere in the West. From the horror of symphysiotomies, when the pelvises of pregnant women, wide awake and with no anaesthetic, were hacked apart with saws, maiming women for life. All of this, absolutely all of it, centred around the denial of women's bodily autonomy. Note that there was no male counterpart for the homes for fallen women. Ireland never created nor even conceived of homes for fallen men. It was as if our foremothers were impregnating each other or themselves and were treated accordingly. Make no mistake, a woman's body has been a public space for every day of the history of this state, and this day is no different. The optimistic among us might like to think that we've moved on, but the Eighth Amendment was repealed in 2018, 3 years after. And I asked someone to hold this for me because my hand is just, it's losing out now at this stage. Thank you. Thanks, girls. Just a moment. You see, where am I? The Eighth Amendment. But the Eighth Amendment was repealed in 2018, 3 years after the self-ID aspect of the 2015 Gender Recognition Act allowed any man in Ireland to simply declare himself a woman with no safeguarding, no psychological evaluation, no gatekeeping of any kind. By sleight of hand, the state has given us dominion over our own female bodies after having withdrawn control over the spaces our bodies occupy. We are now in the absurd position where state-funded organisations with a specific remit to fight for women's rights have actually campaigned to remove our rights to media and political representation. Most notable among these groups is the National Women's Council. And finally, to be as clear as I can be, legislation that allows male sex offenders to identify into women's prisons is a class issue. As if the blatant sexism were not enough, and for you, Minister O'Gorman, it clearly is not enough, we must recognise that incarcerated women are drawn from the very most marginalised, disadvantaged and vulnerable groups in this country. Intergenerational poverty and educational disadvantage are the hallmarks of incarcerated women as a group. It is no coincidence that the first women to experience the loss of their sex-protected spaces are the women positioned lowest on the ladder of society. The entwinement of sexism and classism is embedded in the history of this nation, and in particular of this city, from the days when one full third of Dublin's population desperately struggled for survival in the fallen down mansions of the rich, where in a spectacular crescendo of cruelty, the employer class achieved its aim by starving the children of the poor in the 1913 lockout we remembered less than a decade ago. The entwinement of sexism and classism is very much our history and to a large extent our legacy, but it does not have to be our future. The Irish state has always been willing to sacrifice women and girls for the national identity, first as the most Catholic country in the world, now as the most progressive country. However, this time it is not hidden behind the high walls of the religious institutions. It is in plain sight, and the people of Ireland will not stand for it, not again. The state may not have learned from the cruel abuses of the past, but the Irish people surely have. So to you, Minister O'Gorman, we are here. working and middle-class women alike, Irish women and migrant women, women from the North and from the Republic, older women and younger women, and men, to say women's rights are not up for debate.